That time of year again. Well, give it up. A word of thanks to those of you who were able to donate blood yesterday in the social hall for the Red Cross drive. And public word of thanks to our St. Elizabeth Council Knights of Columbus for organizing the drive. I do have to share with you a rather eerie experience that I had yesterday giving blood. I was lying on one of those rather uncomfortable Red Cross folding tables with my feet facing the fireplace in the hall, which means I'm looking up and all the bright lights of the ceiling are there. Big glare. But that wasn't the whole of it. So I looked up and I tried to look away from the glare. I'm looking right at the gigantic crucifix on the wall. In fact, I said to the nurse who was taking care of the blood supply, I guess I gotta really be good because my boss is looking right down on me. That was only half of it. While I'm lying there trying to pump the blood out as fast as you can to get back to work, right? I started doing some thinking about a homily for today. We covered the readings we were talking about. All of a sudden, I had this eerie feeling. Now, Jesus is looking right down at me, right? But now that Father John and I are in that beautiful, comfortable house over there that some of you got to tour last week, I heard the echo of those words of Amos the prophet. Like, those who lie on beds of ivory, our beds are pretty comfortable over there. Okay? Who eat lamb, oh, our new cook hasn't cooked lamb yet, but we're hoping for it soon. Okay? And drink wine out of big bowls. While all around them, people continue to suffer and do without. Said, uh-oh, maybe Amos was talking to me. Oh, Amos isn't talking to you, though, right? See, in the gospel story that Jesus tells, rooted in that ancient tradition of the Old Testament prophets like Amos 700 and some years before Jesus, the crime, the sin, is not an active oppression of the poor. None of us goes out of our way to stomp on people. It's the sin of omission, neglect, indifference. It's going about our lives in our comfortable little ways with all the rest of the world that's suffering invisible to us. So here we sit in northern Chester County, and we have some real concerns. Many people have volatile job situations. But our ultimate financial security is 1,000 times better than most of the world. Oh, you want to fix up some parts of your house and make some repairs and some renovations? But all of us have a place to sleep. And many people in the world do not. See, sometimes we forget the great opportunities that are given to us simply by being born in the United States relative to the rest of the world. The challenge is, do those people who are desperately in need, our brothers and sisters in the human family, become invisible to us? Do we get so preoccupied with the little details of our comfortable lives that we don't see the big picture? That's the scary part. Because had Jesus looking down on me, lying on the table as I enjoyed what a wonderful new home you provided for me and for Father John, said to me one thing, Tom, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. And when I literally meet my Maker, that's what he's going to ask me about. He's going to ask you the same question. So allow the words of Amos, as ancient as they are, allow the parable of Jesus, as old as it is, to invite you and me and challenge us to reconsider our daily lives and to recommit ourselves to a more attention and caring to those in need who are often invisible around us. That's the story. You don't have to lie on a Red Cross blood table to get the message. You just need to hear the word of God and listen to it.